Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good afternoon. The Guardia Civil have arrested an international fugitive in San Juan de Alacant. Montenegro wants him for major offences related to organised crime, murder and arms trafficking, amongst other things. The Guardia Civil said in a statement that the individual, who is 41, was one of the most wanted fugitives in his country and there was an international arrest warrant for his extradition. He was found following a citizen security check in Alicante. Police established the legitimacy of the international order through Interpol after doing the necessary checks and then detained the man. The Guardia Civil stresses the importance of citizen security services that prevent crime and help find and bring to justice very dangerous criminals, as well as how international police cooperation works. The consequences of climate change, such as last year's deadly floods, increasingly threaten the growth of Spain's economy, one of the developed world's most dynamic, so the OECD warned yesterday. Spain has, in recent years, endured longer and more intense summer heat waves, whilst fiercer autumn storms have caused torrential rain, extreme weather events that scientists attribute to human-driven climate change. Rising temperatures, frequent and intense droughts, floods, heat waves and wildfires increasingly threaten the country's future growth, environment and public health, so the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development said in its latest report. The Paris-based organisation said climate-related disasters have increasing economic costs. Faced with an increased flood risk, the OECD suggested restricting new development in high-risk flood zones, discouraging further exposure and expanding flood protection infrastructure to mitigate the damage. The OECD said structural reforms were needed to increase GDP per inhabitant and strengthen budget stability, pointing to the use of digital tools as artificial intelligence spreads. The joint battery plant between CATL and Stellantis near Zaragoza will create up to 4,000 jobs locally, that according to the venture's chief executive Andy Wu. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the facility in the Aragon region yesterday, Mr. Wu emphasised the company's commitment to workforce development. "We will provide comprehensive training for the factory to ensure local people are fully equipped to operate advanced smart manufacturing," Mr. Wu said. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.